One of President Obama's sanctions against Russia targets a specific bank. It's called Rossiya, and officials in Washington describe it as a personal bank for senior Russian officials. Well, today, President Vladimir Putin himself seemed to laugh the punishment off. He said he personally doesn't have an account at Rossiya, but will transfer his money there by Monday. Putin's not alone in mocking the American sanctions. Many Russians are going online to post pictures that make fun of the measures and of Obama himself. The BBC's Dmitry Shishkin says many of the pictures show signs that ban the U.S. president from doing various things.
So we have seen lots of things. For example, how Barack Obama is prohibited from using a toilet, for example, in a particular place, or buying anything in the particular shop. Or even, can you imagine, even there was a Labrador with a sign, Barack Obama and members of U.S. Congress are prohibited from stroking this dog.
And is it going at all in the other direction? Like, here are a few fake sanctions on Putin?
The funniest I saw this morning, actually, is that four smaller pictures in one, and all of them representing various representatives of American administration, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain as well, and someone else, I can't remember who the fourth was, but they all looking extremely distraught, covering their faces with arms and with their hands and everything, and just saying a little saying underneath of that, oh my God, I will never be able to keep rubles in the Russian bank. Oh my God, I'm not going on vacation to Siberia. All this humorous and, you know, clearly laughing at the reaction towards the sanctions.
I mean, you say these pictures are coming from across Russia, but do you know if these are independent tweets or does the Kremlin have a hand in crafting them?
So there is no doubt that in the past, Kremlin has been using social media for galvanizing the public opinion to a particular issue. That there is no doubt about that. So this is not unheard of. But as far as I can tell, there is nothing to suggest that this is an orchestrated campaign. I think it's exactly this example of a viral thing. Then someone comes up with this idea and then people start replicating it, because the scope was pretty interesting. I mean, we have seen a picture of a prohibition note from a dormitory, from a student dormitory, which was done in a very, very funny way as well. So it seems to me that this is not orchestrated, but, you know, you never know about those things, do you?
No, you don't. I mean, but if it's viral, I mean, it's still interesting that it kind of is emblematic of some kind of trend. I know it's funny, you know, I mean, don't pee here and don't pet this dog. But what bigger issues do these memes kind of address, do you think?
I think the really important thing here is that Russia is becoming increasingly isolationist in its policies. And we probably are facing the biggest international crisis since the start of the Cold War, some people are saying. And the important thing here is that in the age of social media, in the age of the free access to different means of information and the rest of things, the people are able to take to make their own choices in terms of what they're listening to and where they get their information from. But at the same time, you can see that the majority of the country, at least, is very much galvanized behind the president at this particular moment. There is this, I guess, feeling of defiance. People are yet to understand what exactly the economic consequences for the country itself are going to be, but it almost seems that currently the people are not thinking about it. They're all thinking, right, the West has finally started to show its true attitude towards Russia, irrespective of what's happening with Crimea, and we need to pull together and kind of oppose it, if you see what I mean.
The BBC's Dmitry Shishkin speaking with us from London. Thanks very much.
Thank you.